Oh, hello, Ophira Eisenberg from NPR's Ask Me Another.
Hello, Jonathan Colton. I wasn't sure if you were going to be up and around because I was wondering how, you know, happy next day birthday.
Yeah, my birthday was yesterday, and you're right, man. I'm moving a little slow because what a party.
Party at home.
Yeah. No, it was lovely. Thank you.
There's been a lot of birthdays, by the way, in the last year. I don't know if I told you this, but I was like looking on Facebook and I was like, God, how many people were born in? And then I was like, the last 8 months.
Yeah, right. Right. Probably about 3/4 of the people in the world were born.
That's right.
On some day.
Like, all I ever see is birthdays on Facebook. How many people were? And I was like, oh, no, it's just that this is I've been in a holding pattern for 8 months.
Yeah, exactly right.
And you had a birthday.
I did. I had a birthday. it's a big one. It was a big one.
Yeah. So if for a milestone birthday,
It's a birthday with a zero at the end, and I am not 20.
Okay. So it's a milestone birthday. So did you have any visions before your birthday? Let's say like at your last birthday, what you wanted for this birthday?
I am so old and I have given up in so many ways I cannot even remember. I was trying to describe this phenomenon. It's like I've gotten to the age now where it's less about like, oh, what are my hopes for the future? And it's more about sort of accepting like, oh, this is how it is now.
What can I deal with? I have?
I guess I'm gonna have to continue to work these truths into my life because here they are again a year later.
Okay, so you had no expectations going into the birthday. Mm-hmm. Obviously, and because it's a pandemic, you know, what could you expect anyways?
Yeah, well, so here's what happened. I was at home. My daughter asked me a couple of days ago, what is your favorite kind of cake? And I knew why she was asking.
You're like, are we doing a bake-off?
And we watched a movie. So it was pretty low-key. But it was lovely. You know, family time. And I will say also that my daughter wrote on the cake, happy birthday, you are old AF. Which I believe means you are old and friendly.
As far as I can see, it's very, very truncated.
As far as I can see.
And how did it taste, the cake?
It was delicious. Oh, it was fantastic. It tasted like love.
That is, oh my goodness. Well, I got to say, birthday's over, so back to work.
You're right.
Let's do a show.
Yeah, you're right. All right, theme song. Get ready for a song that is themey AF. From NPR and WNYC, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Half a Century of Excellence. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you today. From Do the Right Thing and White Men Can't Jump, Rosie Perez joins us. We talk about everything from her love of boxing to her new HBO Max show, The Flight Attendant. And from flight to fight, comedian and star of the movie Chick Fight, Fortune Feimster is here to play games with her friend, comic and actor Jillian Bell. Also from the new season of Big Mouth, Io Edebiri faces off against her podcast co-host Olivia Craighead. Let's do it.